Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Miles, I have a customer on hold. He had a delivery that was scheduled yesterday and the truck broke down. I'm trying to reschedule the delivery, and the first available date it's given me is April 28th.
I'm getting over to where I can search for the order in our database. Surely we must have something sooner than April 28th to offer this customer.
Yeah.
We have
to. Items are in stock.
Can you provide the customer's phone number?
Customer's telephone number is area code 319-533-4545.
Yeah, that was 319-533-4545. Is this correct?
That's it.
Thank you. And I'm attempting to locate the order in our database.
Hey, let me check in with him, let him know what's going on, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back.
Welcome back. And I'm still searching for the order.
You need the order number?
No, sir. I believe I have just located the order.
Okay.
I apologize.
It's all right.
And this order is for Mike Bruns at 1566 Huntley Court, Oldsmar, Florida, 34677. Primary phone 319-533-4545 with an email of bruns2760@gmail.com. Is this correct?
That's it, yes.
This order shows the dishwasher, refrigerator, the range and the microwave are marked as having been completed.
Yeah, he's gotten some of the items already.
What's he needing to have installed?
The overrange microwave and the electric range.
Okay, so the text must have marked the range and microwave installs and complete in error. Let's see here. And I'm going to need to create a service call to have the text go out to install those appliances. So let me get working on that. And I apologize for the delay.
That's all right.
And your patience is greatly appreciated.
Hey, no problem. Okay, Miles, let me check back in with him real quick, let him know where we're at. Okay,
okay, go for it. No problem.
Okay, I'll be right back.
All right.
All right, I'm back.
Okay, welcome back. And I'm just transposing the information from the order to the service call order.
Okay.
Sounds like we got a lot of static. Let me see if I can clear that up.
Okay.
I tried on my end.
Okay, I think it's been on. I think it's on my end because I've had a little bit of static on my phone last few days.
Oh, okay.
And I've told my superiors that, and it still happens.
The only thing that works for me in clearing it up is. I don't know if your headset's the same as mine, but where it connects to the part that connects to the computer, I have to shove it together, and it typically clears up the static. That sounds a little bit, a lot clearer. The
okay.
Storm has passed. Somewhat. Let's see, today is Saturday, so the next available day... Hopefully will be Wednesday. Let's see here.
That's the third, right?
Hopefully. My system requests that I enter the requested date, and I can enter whatever, you know, for the requested date, but it makes no difference. I have to wait until... The system actually tells me what the next available day is, so I'm just selecting the requested date as what is hopefully the next available day, what would actually be what I would normally be able to schedule for. And it actually is. March 3rd is the next available date. That's awesome, because that's a lot sooner than April 28th.
Okay, what morning or afternoon or... What?
That is going to be determined on the evening prior... So on March 2nd in the evening, it'll be determined whether or not the customer's services will be in the morning or afternoon because we won't be able to know until the techs put together their geographical routing for March 3rd because that geographical
okay.
routing determines what time of day that they'll be in any given area. Okay, so let's see here. I have created the service call order. I can give you the order number for the service call order whenever you're ready.
Okay. Would it be easier if I just transfer the customer in?
Not really.
Okay.
And that's just
all
being
right,
honest.
Okay.
Because there's nothing that I can do. There's nothing extra that I can do with the customer that I can't do with you. And also,
okay, yeah, that's fine.
And then also, by having you with me, I can pertinent information that I can give you that you might need to note in your system. You'll be able to do so. So that way, if anyone pulls it up in FMS or OMS, whatever system you're noting, then they'll be able to see all the pertinent information in the notes. So that'll be helpful to them if
okay.
the customer calls you guys before they call us. So
okay.
just in case,
all
just
right,
in
well,
case anyone is interested or needs it. The service call order number is, and let me know whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
0707-29E1. And that's going to be the number that we can look the order up with in our database. 0707-29E like elephant and one. So
okay,
that'll be possibly useful. If not, at least
and
it's there.
And he will be contacted on the 2nd to get a time frame for the 3rd.
Absolutely. In the afternoon or evening hours on the 2nd, he'll get his call with his time frame for the 3rd. And I just need to note the orders. What was your name?
My name's Rob.
Thank you, Rob. Let's see here.
Let me check in with him real quick, okay? Let him
know
we're almost done.
Go for it and take your time. There's no hurry.
Okay, I'm back.
And it was the microwave and the range that needed to be installed, correct?
Delivered and installed, yes.
Delivered and installed. So they still need to deliver them?
Yes.
Let's see. Okay, so it may be that the reason we didn't do the range is because the delivery of the range and microwave are in canceled status, which is a problem. So I'm just now noticing that. Oh, no. Well, go me for being paying attention. The range and over-the-range microwave installations on the order are even canceled. I apologize.
They're not showing canceled on my end.
They are. And on our end, which I don't know how that works, because Best Buy cancels it, and then it shows up as canceled on our end, but then on your end, it doesn't show it. But it's canceled by the Best Buy API system, so that's one of the great mysteries of the world. So I created a service call for what appears to be no reason now, because we can't just send the text out to do this. So let me cancel this service call. But if you can, while you have me on the line, it'd be cool if you could go ahead and create that new order, even if you have to schedule it for April 28th, because if you schedule it and you get April 28th, then you can say, hey, Miles, I've got it scheduled for April 28th. And then provided that the order shows up in our system, you know, snappily, then I can pull up the order and then I can change that April 28th date to something much sooner, provided that the system will allow me to do so. And based on what was available for the service call, it seems very, 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 very possible and likely that I would be able to get you a sooner date than April 28th. I understand April 28th is just far too long for the customer to have to wait for this.
Right.
So yeah, if you can create that new order, because we're going to have, even though in your system, you can reschedule it. And this is something that you always remember this.
Okay.
In your system, if it shows you know that you can reschedule it, but if it's canceled on the DMS order for XPO, if you reschedule it, it's not going to reflect on our side. So it's kind of misleading that you can reschedule it on your end, because if you reschedule it, looks like, oh yeah, well I rescheduled it, everything's great, but it doesn't show up in DMS that anything happened, because Best Buy canceled it in DMS. And so that'll stay canceled. So if you tell the customer, yeah, I rescheduled you for the 17th, then come the 17th, the customer's waiting all day for the text to show up. They call in, hey, I've been waiting all day, where's the text? We pull up the order and it shows canceled. And so then the customer would have waited all day. Then they become even more upset. And we want to try to, I personally want to try to avoid those instances at any and all costs, you know, so that the customer has a good experience and not a bad experience. And I hope that maybe one day that issue can be resolved to where if it's canceled on our end, either something will be implemented, like our web development team that programs our system may be able to make it communicate better with Best Buy's system, so that if Best Buy reschedules it, it'll take it out of canceled and schedule it so that what you guys do will reflect appropriately, or that Best Buy's system, if API cancels it and it cancels in DMS, it'll cancel on your end as well. Or maybe it'll pop up a note that says you need to recreate a brand new order or just something to help us to avoid those situations, because I've had too many of those situations where I've had a customer, you know, basically yelling and screaming at me because they waited around all day for something that wasn't going to happen because Best Buy rescheduled it because it looked cool in their system and they were able to reschedule it. And no fault of the person who rescheduled it, because they thought they were doing good. They were doing what they thought was right, but it didn't reschedule it in DMS. So it caused the customer to be quite furious, which is understandable. You know, they've got lives to live, and that's their time out of their life. And I feel bad, you know, if they ever have to waste any of that time. So, yeah, if you want to create the new order, or if you want to create it and call us back and see if we have it, that's cool, too. It's just whatever you want to do. But we need to make sure we have a brand new order for the range delivery and over the range delivery and installations. Otherwise, we're not going to know that it ever got rescheduled.
I'll tell you what, I think I'm just going to transfer him to our authorized service provider network and see if they can straighten this out.
Okay, well, either way it goes, we have to have a brand new installation order for the range and microwave, including the deliveries of the appliances on that order, in order for us to be able to take care of those installs.
Okay, I'll let him know and I'll transfer him.
All right, and thank you so much for hearing me out on that, and if you can pass that on to your colleagues, that would be appreciated, because there's still a lot of people out there that don't know that if they reschedule it, that it's not going to appear in our system if Best Buy's API system has canceled it in DMS.
Okay. I'll let everybody know.
Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate your help. I really appreciate you. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No, that'll be it.
Okay, I thank you for calling XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you. I hope you have a good weekend.
You too.